Good morning here on the Mighty 690. It is time for Fried Bread Journeys with Chris Crane. And Chris, we've got a special guest in studio. I'll let you introduce the guest.
And I'm looking at my script and it said James and you're Matt. Hi, good morning, Matt. Yeah. CO.
You always forget to change it when it's me.
Well, but I didn't know until yesterday that James was going to be off gallivanting in Vegas.
Yeah.
Rolling dice. Who knows what he's doing? Anyway, as always, we always start out each episode by thanking Sten Jotty for allowing us to use his song Greasy Fry Bread as our opener. And to our show's sponsors, which are Native American Fellowship Incorporated, the Cooperative Credit Union, Smilin' Charlie Crane, and Cherokee Nation. So we're not doing a day in history. We're not going to do birthdays because our guest is Cherokee Nation District 12 Tribal Counselor Dora Smith-Patskowski.
OCO. Good morning.
I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
So we, she is our special, only get one guest because a lot of times I think last time I had Sean Crittenden and Casey Twist on here. And so I like it when there's just one person, honestly, because it gets hard to try and get everybody and move the microphones around. But
yeah.
So I had the pleasure of going to the town hall. Is that what you would call that? A town hall community event?
Yes, yes.
Last Thursday, and it was at the Bartlesville, they call it the event center, right?
The center now.
Yeah. And how many people, you said how many door prize tickets did you give out?
We handed out 236 door prize tickets. I did not take one, and my husband did not take one, so... Really, there were at least 238 people there.
My husband won a door prize. We were talking about it, which I have taken over. I told Dora, you've seen Charlie. He's a big guy. And she came over and said, well, what do you wear size? And he said, 2X. And it was a jacket, a very nice Cherokee Nation jacket. And I said, there's no way he can wear that over clothes. I said, that's meant for me, so it's mine.
Yeah.
But... how many different departments were set up?
I believe there were 12.
I saw veteran services and housing. And I mean, I actually stopped. I talked to the Indian welfare gals because I think one of them is going to maybe come on another time and get the word out. But it was just really not. It was a very nice event.
Yes. Thank you.
And, I thought you did an excellent job. The food, because the food was good. There were a lot of people, and the door prizes were wonderful and everything. But I think the message that you got out to everybody was the most important thing, and kind of talking about just things that are going on. And you've done this every year since you've been a counselor.
Yes. I do it once a year.
Once a year.
Uh-huh. I started out doing it twice a year, but switched it to once a year.
That's probably better. Yeah. I was going to say, that could get kind of, would you do like a spring and a fall or something like that? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So one of the things we've talked about, and we're going to get more into it about some of the projects and things later on, but I know that what I want to point out is your District 12, which... takes up what NOWATA is no longer part of District 12.
Correct.
And there was a, what do you call that? A redistricting?
Yes, exactly.
And, but you've still got Oshelada, Dewey. So, I mean, it's still, the 12 and 11 border each other. And so even though we're in 11, I mean, in Coffeyville, we're at large, but where NAFI is in District 11, you guys, the counselors work together real well. Always have.
Yes.
And you guys collaborate on things and we appreciate what you do. But I do want to point that out because like you're going to come to the Unity Gathering this year. You've done that for I don't know how many years.
Correct.
And taught basket weaving.
Yes.
Which is very important. I mean, to have people that you're willing to take your time to do this. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things? I mean, I know that you and Kendra were able. Kendra was the District 11 tribal counselor. But there were some things that I think maybe got started over at NOWATA and she kind of ended and you finished up with them.
The water infrastructure project.
Yeah.
Huge. Yes. The water tower and some work at the intake.
Yeah.
So, yes, Kendra got to kind of finish that up and...
But you had started it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where it works together. And if you go through NOWATA, Matt, look at the water tower, because there's a Cherokee Nation seal up there on it.
Yes, there
which
is.
Which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. In fact, doesn't Lenapa have a Cherokee Nation seal on their water tower, too? I was kind of noticing that the other day. Mm-hmm. So I think that's pretty neat. So I think what we'll do is we'll go ahead and take a really quick little break, because we've got to get commercials in. I'm sorry, we have to do it. But we're going to come back, and then we'll talk about some more stuff here.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back with more here on the Mighty 690 right after this. Back here on the Mighty 690 and back with Fry Bread Journeys, hosted by Chris Crane.
So, you don't have to keep saying that. But, so, one of the things we kind of were just briefly talking about was there's going to be a vote in August on this Medicare expansion. And I do know, or Medicaid expansion, excuse me. Mm-hmm. I do know that... What did Chief had said? Nearly 17,000 Cherokee Nation citizens rely on this.
Yes, that is correct.
And I know that it brings, so they're gonna, it brings in $162 million annually in just third party revenue. And what? How many jobs? It was like something like 1,500 jobs or something like that.
That's correct.
Yeah, is that not? I mean, to me, it is so needed, and it's for these families that don't have health care, that are under the poverty level.
Right.
And, I mean, I cannot stress enough, I hope that the voters in Oklahoma, we're in Kansas, but I hope that they do vote for this, to vote for the expansion, because it needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, the vote will be, my understanding at least, is will they repeal it or not?
Yeah.
And we do not want that taken out of the Oklahoma Constitution, because then they'll be able to put it as a statute and play with the numbers and, you know, maybe eliminate.
Because it's in the Constitution, was done in like 2020. I think they voted to put it in.
Correct. Yeah.
So that's what the vote is mm-hmm. to take this out.
So how... I don't even really want to think about how that will play out if it were to pass. I just want us to focus on the fact that it will change many lives, not for the better.
Nope.
And people need to focus on getting out to vote.
Yes.
And I think that's going to be in November.
I was afraid they were going to try to do it in August or something when people don't really
vote. Yeah.
And it just seemed kind of, I don't know, a little different. Let me just put it that way. But... So I do agree with you on this. And Matt, we were just talking, you know, your father is with Cherokee Nation with, he's the, what is his?
I don't know what
the title
what the
is,
title is, but
he's kind of in charge of everything over at
heads
Salina.
Up Salina Indian Hospital and, new office. Cause you know, they just built a whole bunch of new stuff over there. So, he's been there a while. I mean, probably over 5 years. Most of the time I've been in Coffeyville, so.
Well, I would think that keeping this Medicaid expansion, I mean, keeping this in, it would be important to him, to everybody.
Sure.
I mean, it's going to affect everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about employees and mm-hmm. not only that, but all these people who don't have any other means of getting any health care.
Right. The loss of jobs and the loss of services.
Yes.
That'll be very dramatic if this were to happen.
Yeah.
So we just need people to vote.
And trust that they understand what they're voting on and understand
Do your
how
homework.
Critical. Yes, exactly.
Do your homework and know what you're voting for.
Exactly. So I'm sure that if there's any Cherokee listeners, they could call you as a counselor.
Yes.
They could call Kendra. They could call any of their tribal counselors and find out more information on this and kind of...
918-316-5216. Give me a call.
Yeah. So they can find out some information. So we were talking about the projects that you had started. Kendra was finishing up. What are some other things, projects you've been doing in District 12? I see you guys. You go out and you get so much money. Each counselor gets so much money per year to distribute to different.
Yes.
And I've seen. Well, I mean, I follow you on Facebook. I follow Kendra, and I follow a lot of the counselors. But it's kind of nice to see where some of this money goes and what it goes into.
Mm-hmm.
So, you do a lot of times emergency services.
I do. We do primarily nonprofit organizations, so I try to look at the ones in District 12 that, you know, serve the majority of the people in special ways. The Journey Home is one mm-hmm. of them, a place where people can go to spend their final days.
Over in Bartlesville, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I have actually know a couple of people, friends of mine, that's where they ended their uh-huh. final days. Yeah. And it's very loving people.
Very, yeah. It's a very important
That's
program.
A great place.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the SPCA, that's a great effort as well. There's just so many nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. And, of course, schools. I've been talking with Dewey. They're in need of some shade stations on their playground. So we're looking at some couple of different funding sources for that project.
That's a great idea.
It is a good project, yeah. We just clip it along all the time.
I know it. So one of the things, and I had talked to you a little bit about, well, it was Thursday night. I said, I'm going to ask you a couple of things. And one of them I want to, is there a project you've got, how much time do you have left in this term? This is your second term.
Correct. I am in office until August of 2027.
Okay. So you still got quite a bit of time.
A little bit,
over a year. What, is there anything you're looking, a project, a goal, some things you want to get accomplished before your term is up?
Copan water. Even though I did lose Copan through my redistricting, I'm staying in close contact with them. Copan has a very, very unique situation. They own all their own utilities. Mm. They have water rights. Not very many. In fact, I think there's only 7 communities in the state of Oklahoma that have the same situation as Copan. So they have needed help with their water infrastructure. And Cherokee Nation has done a lot there for them. Oklahoma Alliance is a partner that is working with them as well. So I just want to make sure that they get things in order, because honestly, they have the resources to flourish as a town mm-hmm. with the lake right there.
Yeah.
You know, so that has been something very important, as well as NOWATA. Was water infrastructure and road projects are primarily my big focus.
Yeah.
You know, Oshaleda has had some issues with roads for a long time. And I know there's many areas that, you know, they have those smaller roads, but I've worked a lot there doing some road projects. Recently did one just north of Collinsville.
Okay.
The road is very narrow, and I worked with Commissioner Salee and got them some funds to get that road widened. Things that will be perpetual are what are important to me for generations, you know, to make things safe and secure. So
I know earlier this year, Oshaleda, they got the housing stuff. Yes. We came out and watched that. Yes, you were speaking at that, and we got to walk in, and there were, I can't remember how many of these units were already ready to go, because I walked in and looked around. They are pretty impressive.
Yeah, very nice.
How many do they have there now?
Eight.
And they're, of course, looking to expand more. Yes. I'm assuming that these have all been applications have been turned in immediately, and are there people living in them now at this point?
Yes, they're all.
So the need is there.
Absolutely.
And we're thrilled because they're going to do it in South Coffeyville. They're tearing down the old Southern Supper Club building, and and it's going to be really nice. And so my question, I guess, about the Oshaleda, maybe you might know, but do you think there's any plans to put, that's a perfect place as far as I can tell. Have you ever been over there, Matt? The Kooiskui Health Clinic is right there. And then Washington County Cherokee Association is just there. And then there's this housing addition. And are they going to put like a community park type, you know?
Yeah, I believe they will.
I think we've talked about them doing it at South Cobb. We're hoping they will for this housing. Because, I mean, that's just like a perfect area. There's a lot of, they've got all that land right there.
Yes.
And there's your community center. Mm-hmm. There's your health.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only reason you need to go in town, I guess, is go to get groceries. But there's an idea.
The plan originally is set as a horseshoe design.
Okay.
For more units to be able.
That makes sense.
And so maybe right there in the center they could do a little park.
That would be really nice.
You know, but yeah. Yeah, they will do.
Because I think Washington County, they held a cultural event last Saturday.
They did, and I did attend.
Did you get?
That, yeah.
We weren't able to go. We were out of town, and mm-hmm. I had talked to Jim Pratt when we were Thursday night, and I said if we get back in time, and we got, it was just right like before when we got home before mm-hmm. just before three, and I knew it was over at three. But yeah. They had a pretty good crowd there,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, they did. They had some really great vendors, and it was very nice.
They started this just maybe a couple of years ago doing this type of thing, so it's gotten bigger every
yes.
year too. And mm-hmm. we depend Steve Brewer that's over there with them. He came over and did flint napping at the Unity Gathering. And do you know what flint napping is?
I do not know.
You do, but you don't.
Okay.
So when they take the rocks and they take other rocks and that's flint, you're making it tools. It's just the most prehistoric man. That's
it
what they
is.
Did. That
yeah.
is. But Steve is, it's quite an art because
mm-hmm.
you really have to know, you're having to look at this rock and figure out where the cuts and everything. And he had a little pavilion thing and he had a tarp out and he just sat there. And people were fascinated with it. So
yeah.
I don't think he was at the one at Washington County, wasn't able to make, because I asked Jim, is Steve going to be there? Because I figured that's quite a deal to watch.
Yeah. No, he was not there.
But yeah. I think Jim makes knives too, yes. and he had stuff on display.
He does a knife class.
Oh,
monthly,
really?
There at WCCA.
He's such a nice man.
He is.
I found out that he and my father graduated from high school together at Bartlesville. Yeah. So I think that's kind of neat. So you're looking at doing more infrastructure jobs and things like that. Is there anything else you kind of want to discuss about what's, you know, going on? You said you had some events and things you wanted to bring up, possibly.
Yes, I do, actually. I was going to mention that tomorrow the Cherokee Nation Honor Flight will depart.
Oh.
And I'm going to go to that farewell. We always have a nice ceremony. And they get their jackets,
how neat.
Their vests, the black leather vests. They're very nice. So I attend to plan to attend that. And then Thursday, I will have another community meeting in Collinsville.
Okay.
They're at the Victory Cherokee Organization. Mm-hmm. Yes. I started a basket weaving class last month, and our next class will be tomorrow night at Cherokee Cultural Community.
At Dewey. Okay.
And that's a flat read, which is a little more of a challenge.
Yeah.
Takes a little more math. Gotta have
a little bit
of math skills.
I am horrible. I have tried. I just can't do it. And that's it. Somebody has a niche somewhere, but mine is not basket weaving. I mean, I like to do, like Wes, make some jewelry and things like that. Dora's husband, Wes, is kind of a hobby, and he makes some really pretty jewelry, and he's actually donated. I had two necklaces and two sets of earrings he donated to NAFI, and we just did the last one. We gave it
away
at the, yeah, potluck.
Tell him you need some more. Hey, Wes, they need some more.
Hey, Wes, I know you're listening. So, but we did give credit to him. We said they were donated by him, so
those
are really neat. But basket weaving is an art.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. And I've begun to try and make the students do some of the prep work.
Okay.
Because it's important that they realize it's not just sitting down to weave.
Yeah, you've got everything ready for them.
Yeah.
Now, did you learn from your mother?
I learned from Catherine Kelly.
Okay.
She was a Cherokee Nation National Treasure.
Okay.
She passed away, but interesting. My father had just passed away in August of 01. Mm-hmm. And I did not live here at that time, but I came home a weekend in September when they used to have that big Indian Summer Festival
mm-hmm.
in Bartlesville. And Mom said, "We're going to sit with Catherine this weekend, and you're going to learn to weave." I said, "Okay." And so away we went, and there it started.
You've been doing it ever since.
Yeah.
That's amazing, though.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So we also have Tuesday, May the 5th. Cherokee Nation National Treasurer Victoria Vasquez is going to come to the Cherokee Cultural Community and do her presentation on pottery.
Oh, that'll be nice.
That'll be at 6 p.m. And May the 7th through the 10th is the Veterans wall that heals, the moving wall, will be at Lee Lake in Bartlesville.
You announced that Thursday.
Yes. It's a really big deal. The wall itself will come into town, I believe, on the 5th. And I know that the Dewey School is planning to be on the highway as they come in. There will be a large escort as the wall comes into town. And then the coming home ceremony will be on the 7th at 6 o'clock. And it will be open 24 hours a day from the 7th through the 10th. You can come at any time to view it.
That travels around the country.
Yes.
We had it here in Coffeyville. And it's been a good many years ago, but it was up at Feaster Park by the Aviation Museum. And it is very moving.
It is.
If you've never gone to see this.
Yeah.
And I don't have anybody that in Vietnam, but it's still.
Yeah.
My grandfather was Cherokee grandfather was a veteran of World War II in Korea. Mm-hmm. And I currently have a niece. Mm-hmm. She is serving in the Navy and has been, I think she's headed. Mm-hmm. Over to right now. So we're keeping her in our prayers.
Yes, absolutely. And then on June the 5th, Cherokee Nation, myself, and Michael Chaliwa are going to host a veteran appreciation dinner. We have the menu set, and the location, which will be at
At Dewey. At the Cherokee, Cultural Community.
I get tongue-tied over all of these organizations.
CCC, yep.
CCC, yes, it will be there. We have not started yet to really advertise it. We're inviting veterans, all veterans, to come for the dinner. So looking forward to that as well.
That's really going to be neat. I had the pleasure of going to one of their potlucks, not the April, because we just did that, but the March. That was fun. That was a good good turnout.
Yeah.
We brought the UConn kids. And
yes.
It was, and Kendra came, and they got to talk about their experiences. So it's been really good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say we don't have a ton of time. I do know that there's, for at-large citizens, April 25th, which is this weekend, coming weekend, Bakersfield in Fresno, California, and then Sunday the 26th, they're going to be in the Sacramento Greater Bay Area. I like to get that out. I know we're not around there, but I have relatives. I have one that lives in San Francisco, and they're planning on going. And May 2nd, they're in Dallas-Fort Worth, and on May 3rd in Oklahoma City. So Oklahoma City, if you're at large, that's pretty close. You might want to try and get to that. So it's a good opportunity for any at-large citizens to go and hear from Cherokee Nation. We go every year to the Kansas City group in March, and they had it at Overland Park at Shawnee Mission West, I think, or Shawnee Mission South. It was a big event. So you go and you can see the, just kind of like at your event, they had all the various departments and you can get your photo ID. Mm-hmm. They didn't do that at yours, but at the at large, it's an opportunity for the citizens to get photo IDs and, or get their turn in the tribal registration stuff.
Yes. But we do have a photo ID coming to Bartlesville June the 9th, Tuesday, June the 9th. And it will be at the Bartlesville High School. And I believe that there will also be some departments at this event.
Is this going to be like a 3:30 to 7 o'clock?
3 to 7.
3 to 7.
Correct.
And they usually do those times, and I'm going to tell you, you need to get there before 6:30 because they pretty much start shutting it down around 6:30. I mean, so get up there and get in line.
Okay.
But the other departments are there, but generally by 6:30, quarter till 7, it's winding down.
Yeah.
But that's a great thing. There's a lot of people that ask about that.
Yes. Yes, there are. That should be a good one.
So I will say I have. Now, I got to remind Doris, she's been here before, but there's a couple things when we do. We do a giveaway once a month, and I left it out in the car. But this month's giveaway was a book called Fry Bread Trails from a lady named Shana Yellowcalf, who is with the Northern Arapaho Tribe in Wyoming. But she lives in Gig Harbor, Washington. She follows us. Follows us on Facebook.
Really?
Yes. And she sent me a copy of the book. And she sent me some stickers. She's an artist. She actually was entered into the Trail of Tears art show this year. The first time she got accepted. And her big thing, not only being an author, is she does 3D art. So
I know. Mm. And she sent me a picture, and it was a lampshade. But she does a lot of paintings and things. I mean, this is pretty nice stuff. And I know you can look. She has, it's the number 10 buffaloes.com is like her site to sell things on. And she sells things for like students and all this too. But she sent the book, said, I want you to use that as a giveaway item, and sent stickers that she had designed. So, I mean, and what I was impressed, because I told Aaron Lee with Coffeyville Schools about this, because I thought these were pretty reasonable. It's like $15 if you buy more than 20, and each kit had 6 items in them for the kids to do.
Nice.
And there is a Cherokee kit, and there was wampum, there was making a wiki up, a 3D wiki up type thing. There was a canoe. There was, I'm going to say, there it is right here.
Yeah.
www.10buffaloes.com. It's always good to pass this information along.
Yes.
But anyway, so everybody had to comment if you wanted to get in the drawing. There was a picture of you. I had two posts. I had a picture of you on the post, and then there's a picture of Charlie, smiling Charlie, holding up the book with our dogs. And then I posted yours separate, then I posted his separate, and we had quite a few entries. So today is the day, and I need a drum roll. So everybody kind of go, okay. It is Lisa Sanders Foster, and I happen to know her. Who she is. She works at the animal clinic. She's the receptionist at the animal clinic. So I will get that to you.
Yeah. Lisa.
Congratulations, Lisa. So, but yeah, this is a great site to check out. I just thought it was kind of cool that she just contacted me out of nowhere. And I was like, all righty. So, I guess I've got enough time here. We're going to recognize our show's sponsors, Native American Fellowship Incorporated, which is a community organization located in South Coffeyville and serves the surrounding area. Smilin' Charlie Crane. He was our very first sponsor for Fry Bread Journeys. He continues to provide us with sponsorship, moral support, giveaway items, and some good food, as today you found out, because Charlie, I know you're probably listening, but they were very excited to get these smoked chicken wings and ribs that you are providing them. And it smells pretty good in here.
It does smell very good.
The Cooperative Credit Union, located at 313 West 9th Street here in Coffeyville, CCU staff is always ready to assist you with all of your banking needs, because CCU is where you belong. And finally, Cherokee Nation. Cherokee Nation is the largest federally recognized tribe in the United States, with almost 500,000 members. They are committed to protecting Cherokee sovereignty, the promotion and preservation of the Cherokee culture, and the improvement of the quality of life for the next 7 generations. Wado to all of our sponsors. Big thank you to our guest, Cherokee Nation District 12 Tribal Counselor Dora Smith Patskowski.
But where's the fry bread, Chris?
I know.
Been on here twice.
You know what?
We never have
Chief comes.
Fry bread
Chief came
here.
In here in February, and Dusty comes in. He goes, why do you call? I said, it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor. But
that is,
I know,
a great point.
Well, you know what? I
so,
thought about
so
it
fry
too.
Fry bread and honey would hit.
It's better when it's hot. And I don't think I can keep it hot. I don't know how I could keep it hot. But we want to thank you, Dora, for being here.
I know.
It is always a pleasure to get to visit. And we want you to come back soon. Charlie, I gave that to you. He sent you a loaf of his famous banana nut bread. You don't like bananas.
I do not.
He doesn't eat it, but James, they get it down.
Thank you, Charlie.
And we have fry bread t-shirts and koozies for you and Wes.
Thank you.
So the next episode will be Monday, May 4th at 9:10 and on the Mighty 690. We're going to welcome as our special guest Cherokee Nation District 5 Counselor Ashley Grant.
Oh, hooray.
Ashley. And the other one in May is going to be Kevin Easley.
Good.
I mean, I was like, okay, I was on a roll there. Mm-hmm. Call me butter. I was on a roll. But Ashley's district is Sperry and Owosso, and it's not a large area-wise district, not like 11 or 12, but the population, it makes it up for because of Owosso. So, Matt, thank you so much for stepping in here today. And
of course.
Taking over and helping us.
I enjoy because, you know, I'm Cherokee, so.
That's right. You are proud Cherokee, so we got 3 Cherokees in here right now. We can run the world. But anyway, thank you all. Thank you to KGGF. And, Dora, thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely. Thank you both for having me.
You bet.
And I'm pretty sure we could get a fryer in here, and we could
I'll tell you what.
Fry it up.
even we if got we a had kitchen a hot in the plate, back. A hot plate or something, I could bring a skillet in.
I just
make up my dough and just kind of do it out. I could do it.
Something to think about.
I'm thinking about it.
Well, just think until I come back.
Would you come back?
Yeah. Or make it a more reoccurring.
It could end up by set the station on fire. I mean, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, that is true. All right. Well, thank you both for joining us this morning. And Chris, we'll look forward to having you back on in May.
You bet.
All right. This has been Fry Bread Journeys here on the Mighty 690.